Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb. Oh, what a wonderful couple of weeks it's been. Dari and I have had a little bit of a hiatus because our show landed on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So we decided that we would treat ourselves to a couple of Sunday nights off. And I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. I am Eileen Gottlieb, by the way, and affectionately known as the Heart Healer. And so I thought we would begin the show tonight talking about the new year and this energy, because I know a lot of people have been asking about it, and some people are feeling really edgy about this new energy, and some people are joyously feeling very light. And what I want to say to you is it's an interesting energy that we've just kind of entered into. Some time ago, I think I shared some Kryon teachings numerologically about 9-year cycles. It might have been even last year, because last year, 2017, was the year of a one. And so that was the beginning of a 9-year cycle. And anytime we have a 1 year, it's all about new beginnings, new starts, great time for new projects. However, if we haven't cleared up all of the stuff from the 9-year cycle before that, we're going to feel laden with all of that heavy and feeling a sense of urgency to complete and clear and finish things up, you know, so that we're not carrying it into the next cycle and feeling the heaviness of a burden of it. Well, if you've been feeling that way in 2017, and you completed everything you needed to complete from the year before, from that 9-year cycle, then 2018 is going to be a really interesting year. Because if you add up the numbers itself, so it's 2 and 1 is 3 and 8 is 11, that makes 2018 a master number of 11, because you never reduce 11. And that master number means illumination. And illumination, as far as how I am guided to share about that, is all about the light. And the light is about human evolution. It's about spiritual unfoldment. It's about our God-conscious connection, which always, to me, is our heart connection. And so this coming year, this year we're in, is a year of amazing possibilities, A lot of people waking up to their heart connection, to their knowing of who they are, perhaps feeling a sense of need to know what their path is to be, how they are here to serve. And so a lot of that information is going to come through for people. And if you're one of those people that's looking for that information, then be in touch with me privately. This is something that I love to do, is to bring clarity to especially people just waking up to the knowing, or that sense of need to know what their life path is all about. What's their purpose? What are they here to do, to accomplish, to do to serve humanity, right? Well, also to point out that this is in a 9-year cycle. Remember, I said 2017 was year one of a new 9-year cycle. Well, 2018 is a year two. And the number two has all to do with duality. And so what does that mean? It means that there's a lot of free will choices and decisions coming up this year for all of us. And for me, my best wisdom that I can share with you is that who you are being in the making of those choices is key. So are you going to make your choices consciously, or are they going to be knee-jerk reactions based on intellect? Are you going to make your choices consciously connected to your heart, or left-brained ego, personality-based, intellect-based? I will invite you to consider that the most empowering place and way to make conscious choices is from that place of conscious heart connection. And there's a really good reason why. So if we go back to Kryon teachings, that's K-R-Y-O-N, for those of you that may not be familiar with this entity. Kryon is one of my divine spiritual guides, and I am so grateful for the collective known as Kryon for their guidance and wisdom in how I'm unfolding my own life. And so one of the things that Kryon teaches us is that in order to be able to make choices that are in alignment with our soul's purpose, the difference between the intellect and the wisdom is that intellect is only based on what the brain already knows. So the decision-making information is limited. It's based on your experience. It's based on survival focus, because that's what the human experience at its core often defaults to. Our choices are about survivability rather than thriving based on what we know and understand from a spiritual wisdom perspective. And so when we make conscious choices from our heart center, consciously connected to our heart, we're making choices based on our wisdom, our intuitive knowing, our connection to our higher self, the part of us that knows more than our intellect does, much more. It is the part of us that is eternal. And so, although when we come into these bodies, we forget everything that we knew, a lot of it anyway, for those of us that are awakening to that multidimensional connectedness, that wisdom, that intuitive knowing for more and more people is becoming more of a normal everyday way of being, if we choose it, rather than us being limited to just what we think about and what we've learned, right? Which would be the intellect and the ego. So if you remember anything about tonight's show, remember this. This year, 2018, is a year of illumination. It is a year of connecting strongly with your spirit, with the part of you that is your essence, the part that's connected to every cell in your body. It's not separate from you. And you have access to the wisdom that part of you has to offer you, to guide you in all of your decisions, your choices, one at a time. And there's so many wonderful tools that I can teach you that will empower you, and it's my joy to do so. So if you're interested in understanding more about this, then set up a free strategy session with me. It is my joy to spend a little time with you, see what you recognize as your current issues, and allow me the privilege to share with you how I know that I can support you and serve you. So where do you find that link? Go to my website. That's Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, thehearthealer.com /contact. And there are several other ways that I serve during the course of my days and my months. And one of them is I also offer, which is a free call, the New Moon Clearing Call. This month, it comes up on Monday, January 15th. That's 1-5. These calls are at 12 o'clock Eastern time. They're all recorded. The recording is available from about an hour after the call completes. until the morning after the actual new moon, which is a few days after that. Because I want people to be able to clear out any energy that they need to clear out in order to be able to sit down and make very conscious intentions, which is what the new moon is all about. It's about setting intentions for the next lunar cycle. So I wanted to share with you that. And the other thing is that this is the beginning of the new year. Clearing out all that energy so that you're not carrying anything into this new energy that you don't need. This is why I have a 3-session clearing process. And you can find that also on my website under eileentheheartheeler.com/store. Please feel free to take advantage of that. It's at a nice discount. It's 3 sessions, not 3 hours. The first session is a reading. The second and third sessions are all about the clearing. And we do these by phone, or if you're local to me, we can do it in person. And it is my joy to do that. All right. And for those of you that are local, I wanted to also throw out this event that's coming up this Friday. I'm really excited about attending it. It's this Friday, January 12th, for any of you listening that are in the South Florida area. We have a Dr. Oz Managich, and I may be pronouncing this name wrong, who is the scientist who found pyramids in Croatia, ancient Croatian pyramids. And he's going to be here in Deerfield Beach, Florida, at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel this Friday evening, talking about this discovery and the amazing healing qualities of these pyramids and why they are so healing. So I wanted to make sure that anyone that's local knows about this event. Please feel free to join us. This is also a fundraiser for the nonprofit, the Joseph P. Corey Foundation. And so if you're interested in purchasing a ticket, if you're local, go to Joseph, P as in Peter, Corey, Corey.org. No, Joseph P. Corey Foundation.org. And you'll be able to see a link to find more information about these Croatian pyramids. What I find to be so amazing about this is, why are they being found now? Doesn't that seem interesting to you also? I think that we are always being offered information and wisdom at the perfect time for how humanity is evolving. And this is such an extraordinary time of enlightenment. So what does that mean? Remember, this is the year of an 11 or illumination. It means that there are more and more people coming home to their hearts, being aware that they are so much more than these bodies, that there is a need for us to gather in community and love each other and accept each other and support each other and to do all this from a place of love. You know, I'm an old hippie at heart. It's my time that I came up in, and I find it fascinating that we knew it back then, but now so many more people do, and our world is changing. All in a good way. And I know that sometimes it doesn't feel or look that way on the surface, but trust me when I say to you, our best and greatest way that we serve humanity is living from our hearts. We don't have to be people that stand in front of thousands of people. We don't have to have a platform. We don't have to have a million viewers. Truly, your greatest gift you give humanity in service is to live from your heart with yourself first. And this is so important to know. Life will be so much easier. Trust me when I say this to you. It's an amazing feeling. And so I wish you all an amazing, happy, healthy, prosperous, abundant new year. May it bring you all your heart desires and so much more. And so it is. All right, let me see if there's anything else that I wanted to share with you tonight. I don't see anything on my list. Let me see if there's anything in my heart that tells me I want to share something else with you. I think that might be it. And I'm sure something else may pop out when I'm talking with who's ever on the line. We have got a lot of callers tonight. All right, Miss Daria, come on back on the line with me, honey.
Hello, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so happy you're back in Florida with us. It's wonderful to have
too.
You back close to home.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I know, it's cold here, though. We were just talking before we started the show tonight, catching up, and I don't know, people call from all over the country, and sometimes we do get callers from outside the country, and boy, it's cold down here in South Florida, and I don't want to complain because I know it's colder elsewhere, but it's still cold here for me.
It's crazy.
It's really funny. I mean, if anyone could see me right now, I am sitting underneath an afghan with layers of clothes on. And that's the best way I can do it instead of shivering. So it's all good. How's everything with you, Miss Daria?
Everything's great, actually. Everything's doing really well. Kind of wraps things up at the end of the year and starting fresh this year. So I'm very excited.
Wonderful. And I'm excited with you. All right, we've got a lot of callers on the queue tonight already, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. All right. Well, we'll do our best to get to as many of them as we can.
All right. Well, speaking of cold, we're heading to Canada first, and we're going to speak with Donna. So, Donna from Canada, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our joy, Donna. All right, let me just get my volume up here a little bit so I can hear you better. All right. How can we be of service to you tonight?
I wanted to ask a relationship question.
Okay.
I've been seeing this for 3 months, and we had seen prior to that, a year prior to October. I'm just wondering if you see it being, if we continue to see each other and it's getting more consistent.
You keep cutting out, Donna. Can you repeat the last part of what you were saying?
I'm just wondering if you see him and I continuing to see her getting more consistent.
Yeah, I'm having a real hard time understanding you. I'm hearing you say that you were seeing someone. What I think I heard you said was for the last 3 months, and that you had been seeing them for a year prior to that?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you asking for what the future potential is for this relationship?
Yeah, if you see it... be getting more serious.
Okay. Can you give me a first name for this person, please? Oh, that's not working. Try one more time.
Chris.
Kurt, is it?
No, Chris.
Chris, thank you. Very good. Okay. Can you hear me okay, Donna?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. I'm grateful for that. Okay, so it's just at your end. That's fine. All right, so Donna, if you would, just take a couple of breaths into and out of your heart center. That's that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. It just helps me to connect in with you, and we're just asking for any and all information about your relationship with Chris and how it is to unfold. Just give me a moment to tap in here. Hold on. So I've got a lot of angst in my heart that I feel when I connect in with you about this. So my sense of it is the feeling of that means that there's a lot of question as to whether you're even sure about this relationship. But let me just rise above that and just ask for the Akashic Records to share information. This is a person that you have been in a relationship with before, meaning in previous lifetimes, if that's part of your belief system. So there's a huge amount of familiarity there on a soul level. And I think that there is some confusion about that sense of familiarity and that means it's supposed to work in this lifetime. And I'm not so sure that it will. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting, Donna, because when we are very, it's almost like a huge deja vu. It's like we feel like we really know someone, well, because we do, but not necessarily from the now. And there's so much of a bleed through for many of us in other times, whether you think of it as past lives or it all happening at the same time, you know, just a different sense of time with that presence. But it's more of a soul familiarity than it is for this particular lifetime. There is a lot of baggage that he brings into this relationship, and there is not a lot of wiggle room for you to be a part of his life, and for him to resolve this, because I don't know that he can or that he has the desire to resolve whatever his baggage is that prevents him from being fully present with you. It's almost as if he gets that there's a connection also, that he can't get into his heart long enough and stay there for him to truly come into loving relationship with himself enough to be able to be there for you that way. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it happening, and I see that if you choose to hold on to it, it's going to bring you a lot of turmoil and a lot of angst. And I know that it almost feels like a need to grieve it because of the sense of knowing who this person is on a soul level, but I don't feel the choice is always yours. You're in free will here, but I feel that staying in the relationship is going to be very tumultuous for you and ultimately will not end well.
Okay.
And that's what I feel drawn to share with you. I'm sorry?
Is it continuing forward at this time, or...
I think that if you choose to stay with it, I think that what you might want to observe is the sense of feeling like you're pushing, like you're really struggling. And anything that's a struggle right now, Donna, doesn't serve us. It means that something's not in alignment with us. Make sense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I know that
no,
you would
okay.
love for
that's...
this to work, but I don't see it working. But if you choose to stay in it, just observe for those things that I'm asking you to consider and then make your choices based on how it feels with yourself in it. Okay?
Yeah, no, I understand. Everybody perceives things differently, and it's your perception. So if that's what you see, that's what you see. So
agreed. But I invite you to be in it and observe it from your perspective, too.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you so much for
yeah.
calling, Donna.
Okay. Yeah, that was a bad connection, unfortunately.
Yeah, it really was. I feel badly about that. All right,
okay.
Bags are packed. Where are we off to?
Well, we're heading back down south, Eileen, and we're heading to Georgia to speak with Kimberly. Kimberly, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Welcome, Kimberly. Happy New Year. How can we be of service tonight?
Yeah, just from the Akashic Records for now, and relative to my career, I'm thinking about going back to school, but I also want to maintain some type of salary so I can go to school. Just want to know what you get from that.
Okay. Is there something new going on? Because I know we've spoken before.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you that I applied to physician assistant school here in Georgia, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them.
Yes, you did tell me about that.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I'm,
okay.
And I don't remember if we spoke at the last show or not. Which part of this are you looking for feedback on? Because I know that we spoke about this, but I don't remember what we talked about.
The financial side.
Right, right. Do you have a specific job that you're looking for at this time, Kimberly?
No, I'm actually working. I'm a biology teacher. It's just the fact it's not my passion, and I don't want to spend another year doing something that's not my passion.
Got it. So you're just looking for something to bring money in so that you can go to school?
That is correct.
Okay, because my sense of it was that you were definitely going to be going to this program. Did you get your acceptance yet?
No, they have to call you for an interview. And
okay.
They stop the interviews at the end of February, from what I understand. So I haven't heard from them yet. But the deadline was at the end of December to have everything in.
Okay. Yeah, my sense of it was, I'm pretty sure when we've spoken before, and I still feel that way now, that you are going to get into that school. And boy, are you going to be fabulous in that role. But as far as work, what exactly is it that you want to ask about it, or salary information?
I guess whatever, what could I do on the side? I don't know if I would have time, or I don't know if I'd have to take out loans, because I'm still taking care of my son, and, you know, I live independently. So, you know, I'm just wondering if there was something that I could do to generate passive income.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a little bit more clear. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries.
Hold on a second, Donna. Kimberly, give me a favor and just breathe into your heart for me a second. Thank you. So my sense of it is that you're going to continue with your teaching throughout this year, you know, this school year. And one thing that you can do, that I keep wanting to say, network marketing, network marketing, network marketing. And network marketing is a business model that can create passive income if you work it really consciously and you've got a good team that you can build. It's something that you can set your own time for, but it does take work and effort in the beginning, and it can offer you the residual income. But you need to be with a company that offers a really good compensation plan, and it has a product line that resonates with you. Do you have any experience doing network marketing or direct sales?
I have before, but I'm not a big fan of it.
Okay. That is one business model that meets the need of what it is that you're looking for. The only other options are investments, and you'd have to have a fairly significant investment to be able to have enough money to be able to support you passively with income while you are in school. You are going to have very minimal time once in school to be working. So my sense of it is that unless you're able to get scholarship monies, money is going to be something you're going to have to resolve. And it is resolvable. I know that you may not like it, but it is a business model that I'm going to really invite you to take a look at and see if there is a company or a product that speaks to you to the point that you really feel that you can share it with people. Otherwise, I'm not seeing or hearing or sensing where else the money can come from short of it being gifted to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see if there's anything else that comes to me. I'm just not getting anything else, Kimberly. I'm so sorry. If I think of anything else, I certainly will bring it up. If something pops in during the rest of the show, I'll bring it up or I'll make a note of it. But I'm not getting anything else right now.
Okay.
All right. I wish you much luck with this. I know that this is a great program for you. And just trust and know that everything will fall into place. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks, Kimberly. Right, thank you so much for calling, honey, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Miss Daria, bags are packed. Where are we off to?
So we are off to Connecticut. We have a new caller. Her name is Melina. Melina, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing very well tonight, Melina. Thank you. And Happy New Year. How can we be of service tonight?
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
The question I have is about my love life.
Okay.
And also career, but whichever one comes first.
Pick one.
Love life.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, when will I be meeting a guy that's more suitable for me? Because I had recently had to tell two guys to not talk to me, and I feel like, I don't know if I did the right thing for doing so, but when will be the next person that will be more suitable, I guess.
Okay, I'm having a little difficulty understanding what you just said. Can you just summarize it for me?
Oh, yes. I just want to know, when will I meet the next guy that will be more long-term?
Got it.
Or expectation-based. Yes.
Got it. Thank you. That I heard and very clearly understand. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Melina, go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me. It just helps me to connect in with you when we're not right in front of each other, right? Okay, so we're asking for the timing of a real significant partner for Melina. And when will that happen for her? So what I want to say to you is, this is your first time calling, and oftentimes what I will be shown is the energy of a person. If someone is on their way, right? And the closer that energetic presence is to you, it gives me some general idea of whether it's someone is showing up soon or it's going to take some time. And what's interesting is that there is the availability of someone, but there is like this huge barrier that separates you from not just this person, but anybody. And the reason, my sense of it is, Melina, that the reason for that is that something happened within the last, I want to say, 6 months, that just really threw you for a loop and is making you a bit unsure of yourself and the choices that you're making about being in relationship. Does this sound real to you and valid?
Yes. Last year, in 2017, I went for 3 weeks. I was talking to this guy, and then we went on a date, and it didn't go so well. So for the longest time, I've been trying to reconcile with him, and I've been wanting to be more friends, and I don't know if that was like the right decision to make, but clearly he doesn't want to, so I think that's why.
Okay. I'm going to just invite you, Melina, to do this, okay? However you feel drawn to do it, you need to clear that energy of doubt and come into your heart more, because the wisdom about relationships and who serves us, whether it's someone we want to be romantically involved with, or we want to do business partnering with, or even friendship, it's important to be clear about who we are and what types of people resonate with us. And you have to be able to be in your heart to really get that clarity. It helps tremendously. And so I'm going to invite you to do whatever it is that feels right to you and feels good to you to clear this energy of doubt from your heart center, and then set a very clear intention with details of what type of a person you want to be in a relationship with. You know, really describe it. Maybe write it in a letter to yourself. You know, I found the most perfect person that I am so in love with. Let me tell you about them. And then just describe them. And don't leave out details. You can include physical qualities. You can include personality traits, similar interests. How that person speaks to you, how you feel when you're in their presence, and just hold the energy of that description in your heart. Revisit it periodically and visualize it and be in the energy of gratitude for it as often as you can. And the universe will hear that. And interestingly enough, you'd be surprised how quickly the universe responds when we are truly able to hold a space of being ready for what I often refer to as a beshert. I'm not sure how many dates you're going to have to go on to figure this one out, but I want you to consider that the place to begin is in your relationship with yourself first. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes complete sense.
Okay. All right. I wish you much joy in the process. Really have fun with it, especially if you decide to do the letter. It's very empowering. It's a lot of fun. Okay. The more fun it is, the more lighthearted you are with it, the easier it is to bring this energy in, okay?
Okay. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Sweetie. Thanks so much for calling. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria, my bags are packed. Where are we off to?
Okay, well, we are off to Texas to talk with another new caller, and his name is Dajon, Eileen. It's just so you know, D, like Daria, A-J-O-N. So, Dajon, welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Excellent. Welcome, Dajon, and Happy New Year. How can we be of service?
Yeah, so last year I've talked to a lot of psychics about relationships, and they've always brought up the exact same thing by saying that someone from my past is going to come back up into my future, is going to want to try to get in touch with me and try to, I guess, get into a dating situation. I'm not really sure who that person could be, so I'm just wondering if you have any info on the person so that way I can have an idea of who that is.
So a lot of people have been telling you that's funny. So it's the person that what they've been telling you is that it's someone that will be your beshert, and it's someone that's going to come in from your past, and you want to know more of who that person is. That's funny. Okay, let me see what I can get for you.
Okay.
All right. Breathe into your heart, sweet man, for me, okay?
Okay.
Just take a couple of nice breaths into and out of your heart center. And we'd like any and all information on behalf of Dajon that will help him to identify this person that is from his past. Well, it's really interesting. I don't really guess that it's a person that you know. And I think that the past doesn't refer to this life. I think that the past refers to a past life. So it's someone that you quote unquote know in spirit, but I don't know that it's somebody that you've actually had a relationship with or met in human form in this life. Does that make sense to you how I'm languaging this?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What's interesting to me is that this person, the energy of them is actually very strong around you. And my sense of it is that this person is really close, that this is not a long wait that you're going to have to actually meet them. And so how can you recognize them? Go with the feeling. If you were listening earlier, one of our callers was talking about someone and asking what that future would be. And you might have heard me say to them that I don't see it as there being a lot of future, but that the familiarity there is from a past life. What we're finding is, Dejan, that a lot of people are recognizing people in their lives, but not from this human experience. The energy is so much lighter on the planet that we're having so much more of a knowing of people than we ever have in the past. And so work on conscious heart connection the best that you can. Begin to live from that place. And so when you meet people, you will begin to get a feeling for whether you've known them before or not. And my sense of it is that you will recognize this person because of a strong sense of familiarity, almost like a deja vu.
Okay. Glad I have known who the person was for a long time, actually, so I was just wondering who that could be. So,
Dejan, hi, this is Daria. I think Eileen got booted. All right, I'm sure she's trying to call in right now. Hang on a second. Let me. She should be back on here. Let me text her. Sorry about that. Every once in a while, we have these technical problems. All right, everybody, you're listening to Live with Eileen Gottlieb. We should be back live here in a second. I'm just texting her right now. You know, technology is wonderful, but sometimes it goes bad. Oops. All right. If not, what I may end up having to do to reactivate the show is call in on my phone here as the host, just to keep us going. Can do that. All right, everybody, just hold tight, okay? Just everybody hang on. Trying to take care of this. All right, everyone, Eileen is trying to call back in here, so everybody, please do not hang up. We're doing our best.
Okay,
to get this
I'm here.
All right. Technical difficulties.
Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you.
I'm just trying to find my ears. Hold on one second. I just need to find my ears. Hold on,
Dejan,
everybody.
Are you still there?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
still
here.
I'm here. Hold on.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Okay, good.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. It would not let me call back in on the computer, so I apologize. Okay. Were you about to say something to me, or was I finished?
No, I was just saying that I think that's a valid statement to say. Because I have been trying to figure out who it was for the longest time, so.
Well, it's fascinating, and I think it's interesting that you're getting that same information from so many people, and that makes sense why they're all saying the same thing to you. And but I'm not so sure about the who it is. Oh, here's my thing. Okay, yeah. So hang in there with it, because my sense of it is, this person's going to show up pretty soon. So
okay.
Have some fun with it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Dejan. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy
You're
New Year.
You're welcome. Blessings. Thank you. All right, Daria, where are we off to?
All right, Eileen. I love that you jumped back in without missing a beat.
thank you.
We are heading to California, and we're going to speak with Donna. Okay, hi, Donna, are you there?
Okay. Hi, I'm here. Hi. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show, and Happy New Year.
Thank
How can
you.
We be of service tonight?
Yeah, I want
thank
to know
you.
If there's a relationship coming in for me. I'd like to get married at some point in my life. Yeah, I'm a senior citizen now, but I, you know, would like to have the companionship and all, and I wanted to know if you see someone, a man coming in for me.
Okay. All right. So just kind of breathe into your heart for me, Donna. A lot of relationship questions okay. tonight. All right. Let's see what we can come up with for you. And so we're asking for any and all information about a relationship for Donna, a love relationship of a shared. So I want to say that I'm seeing an energy to your right, almost to the right side of you. It's interesting. Gentleman looks like he's shorter than you. I don't normally get visuals like this, so this is very interesting. And dark hair, and almost feels like a person who starts out as a great friendship, and it evolves. I want to say slowly over time, but time is relative, right?
Mm-hmm.
But slowly over time into a really wonderful, loving relationship. And the feeling of it to me, Donna, is someone that you have very similar interests with, but that you have some interests that are different from each other, that the other is interested in participating in and learning about, and that the families blend nicely with each other. This is someone that you're going at this time of your life to be able to just kind of like a worn glove, be able to kind of put it on, and it fits really well. It feels really like a wonderful, wonderful relationship, and I want to say that it's someone that's close. The month of March pops up for me. You know, the Akashic Records doesn't always give specificity with that for me when I do readings, but the month of March is coming into my vision here, so I'm thinking perhaps sometime between now and then, or sometime in the month of March, that this person may come in. Does this all make sense to you?
Yeah, because, I've had a feeling that someone's coming in this year, that this is going to be my year to meet that special person. Yeah.
And he is special. He is special. This person feels really yummy. I mean, just someone that is, it's an effortless relationship. If you've ever had relationships that are struggles, this is not going to be one of them.
Oh, good.
Which is really nice. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you so much. You've made my New Year.
You are worthy and welcome. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Definitely.
Happy.
Definitely, I will. All right. Thank you, Eileen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Blessings, sweet lady. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Daria.
Okay, Eileen, we are off to Illinois, and we're going to speak with Tracy. Welcome, Tracy.
Okay.
Hi.
Good evening, Tracy, and Happy New Year. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, I just recently moved from the West Coast back to my hometown in the Midwest after about 14 years there, and I'm having mixed feelings. I was really happy when I arrived here, but things are not working out. I'm having problems finding a job. I had a weird injury, and now I'm sick with bronchitis, and I just don't seem to be moving ahead. I just don't understand. I'm in a hotel, and I want my own place so bad, but I've been told that I don't make enough money, and because I'm working temp jobs, you know, and all this other stuff, but I can't just not work, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm stuck, and I don't even know if I'm in the right place.
Boy, I hear that. Okay. All right, so breathe into your heart for me, Tracy, if you would. Let's see what we can share with you that might help. All right. So we're asking for any and all information for Tracy that will help her to gain clarity on what she's experiencing right now. Ooh, okay. So there is like this extraordinary, almost like a chasm. Picture being on the top of a mountain or a plateau, a shelf on a mountain, and there's like a sheer drop off, right? And it goes way, 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 far, far away, deep, 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 deep down. It's a chasm. There's nothing down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're standing like right on the edge of that. And that feeling of fear and like that there's just that you can't go back, you can't go forward. That's the image that they're showing me. And so because you hold a tremendous amount of fear about your current situation, it's keeping you held back even more than you already are. Okay. So if I ask, does it serve your highest good to be in this place, in your hometown? It does, but I don't think for the reason that you think. There is some need for healing that being there created an opportunity for you to complete, but I don't know that you're supposed to stay there permanently. Which is why nothing's opening up for you, okay? But there is something specific, and I believe you know what it is, that you're there to heal.
Yes.
Well, my sense of it is, Tracy, get to the healing, get to the healing, and get out.
Oh, okay, and then where do I go after this? I have no clue. Since I was 19, I wanted to live in Europe, and I never had that opportunity, and I'm wondering if maybe that's where I'm supposed to end up for the rest of my life. I don't know. I just, you know, I think I'm just, this is it. This is a pit stop. I'm not meant to stay here.
I don't feel like it is either, but I do believe that you can't leave until you finish what you came there to do, you know. And, and so be open to what that is and do what you need to do to bring it to completion. I can only do, because we have so many callers tonight, I can only do one question. So if I can serve you further, by all means, set up a time to work with me privately. But my sense of it is that in terms of the question you're asking, take care of business and be in touch with your heart's desire. And the minute you set the intention for what it is that is your heart's desire, those doors are going to open as soon as you've completed what you went there to do.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
sweetie.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with it. Whatever you decide to do, follow your heart. Your heart will guide you in a perfect way.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with it, and Happy New Year, sweetie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Blessing. All right, Miss Daria, where are we off to?
Okay, we are off to Colorado, and we're going to speak with Veronica. Welcome, Veronica.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my call.
And thank you. You're thank you
very welcome. You're welcome, honey. How can we be of service?
Okay. I just want to know if my friend that I know for 10 years and he is working. Is he doing okay? Is he okay? He's sick because he usually never. He always contacts me every day. He hasn't contacted me for 22 days.
Okay. Tell me your friend's name.
Brent.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Brent. Brent. B-R-E-N-T.
Brent. Okay.
He's where there's no electricity. More than half the island.
Okay. Where is he located? Can you tell me that?
He's in the island where he went to work in the Puerto Rico Islands for people to help with electricity.
Got it.
But I know his hotel gotta have electricity. But I just want to know if he's doing okay. If did he get upset something
okay.
that I told him?
Okay.
I just want to clear it.
Okay. All right, honey. Just breathe into your heart for me. And let me see what we can tap into about Brent. Okay. As far as my sense of him is that he is alive.
Okay.
He has not left this planet, you know. Don't get a sense of anything to worry about. This is a very, very challenging environment to be in where he is. I really don't sense that anything, I don't get a sense that anything is wrong. But I don't know why he's not been in touch with you. But I, as far as I can tell, it feels as if he is alive and well and working very hard. But I don't get a sense of dread or a sense of concern. I don't know what else to tell you, though, okay? That's the best I can offer you on this, Veronica. Okay?
Well, do you sense he's going to call me? He only does when he's upset at me.
I'm sorry?
Do you sense he's going to contact me anytime soon? We never go this far.
I have no clue. I have no clue. I don't know that he's upset with you. That's not the feeling that I'm getting. I'm not getting anything negative or to be worrisome about. So unless you had an argument before the last time you spoke to him, my sense of it is that there's nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm not getting anything else from this. All right?
Okay.
I will keep you both in my prayers, though, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Veronica. I know it's difficult when we don't hear from someone. Yes. Just keep him in your heart, honey, okay? And good luck with that.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria. Where are we off to?
We are back to California. We're going to speak with Carolyn. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Daria. Daria, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, we had some giggles about that.
Yeah, that's a little inside joke.
Yes.
Good.
From your
good.
Soul sister, from
well,
your soul sister,
Carolyn.
Thank you, Eileen. I'm a first time caller.
Tonight,
and
honey.
Well, let's just say I'm in an off the chart situation. I just I can't say celebrated, but achieved my 74th birthday, which means I'm entering, people don't get this, the last decade of 100 years, and it's been a life of off the charts challenges. And my question would be, in the whole scope of sort of a universal perspective, I've had Akashic records done in the past, which, and I don't want to preempt you, but just to save time, Eileen, that talk about past lives as, you know, Atlantis, Egypt. But I feel, although I'm in this physical incarnation in, let's just say, shelf life running out condition, I don't feel that that my purpose here has been fulfilled, and I'm tried to struggle on. And I'm just wondering, at this really crisis point, whether if you can look into the records and see if I'm going to get beyond this, because I am pretty much out of everything. And there have been attempts to help me from some very evolved people in spirit, and even they haven't succeeded. So with that all, I think I've said enough. And I'll take a deep breath and tune in.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, you too. All right. Just give me a second, honey. Most interesting. Are you familiar with Quran teaching?
I've tried to study almost every theology, and most Christians don't realize that, well, Quran is basically the old Quran,
I'm
thinking of the Torah.
No, wait.
I'm just short-circuited. No, I know Quran is the Islam. We have the Torah.
That's not what I said.
Oh, we have a
that's
bad
not
connection.
What I said. Are you familiar with Kryons? K-R-Y-O-N.
Oh, Kryon.
Kryons.
We have
teachings.
We have a really bad connection. Sorry, Eileen. And also there's a delay, so it's like a walkie-talkie. I didn't mean to speak over you. Spell it one more time, please.
Kryon. He is an entity channeled through Lee Carroll.
Yes, I've heard of him. Yes.
Okay.
I've heard. I haven't been able to study in depth, but yes.
Okay. Kryon is who is coming through for me to speak to you. I am not so much channeling Kryon itself, but information from that presence. And what I want to say to you is this. Everyone's life purpose, everyone's soul purpose for being here right now is to remember their soul, is to remember their heart, to live their life from a place of conscious heart connection. There is nothing more important than that. That all of the conscious choices are. It's not about doing it or not doing it. It's not something that we achieve an ability to do 24/7. We can't. But that is the goal. And living from that place of consciousness, focus. For from that place of being, Carolyn, it is from there that the wisdom flows for each of us. When our conscious choices are made from that place of being, what happens is those choices open up paths and doors for us. This has been a difficult life of karma healing for you. And it's all in perfect and divine order. For we are
all
here
that.
In lesson. Yeah, we are all here in Lessa.
I was told that my contract was also to bring in some karmic debt for others too. And I didn't mean to say I've done that. Our language, even though I'm a linguist, is so inadequate. What I meant is, in spite of the most overwhelming challenges ongoing, I can say that I've always tuned into the center from which the heart, the light emanates, and that's also what's been taken me down, as in the life of many others who've tried to stay true no matter what. It's not. Do you know what I'm saying? That's always been, and I say to myself, no matter what happens, they can't take that away from me. And I can say that I've tried to always make choices and actions based on that truth there.
I hear you,
light worker.
I hear you, and what I might invite you to take a look at is that there is no one taking you down. There is no one outside of you doing this. This is a part of you doing this, as it is for all of us. Our challenges are not external. Our challenges are what we are co-creating ourselves. And until we recognize them as that, oftentimes we are powerless to move forward.
Well,
I do hear you, though. And
yeah, well, in this case, apparently, I attract, because of what I am, the dubious honor. When you say they're not external, there's some pretty evolved situations, manifestations, which would, I think, surprise you, and that have been validated as...
I'll tell you what, Carolyn, do me a favor, and because this is a bit of a complicated conversation, and I do have someone that
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get into this. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, that's okay. It's perfect. No, please don't apologize. I am so grateful that you called. I'm so grateful that you are here with me. I would love it for you to schedule a free strategy session with me. Go to eileentheheartheeler.com/contact and set that up, and I will make a referral for you, because I think it's someone that probably you would resonate working with.
Well, I would greatly.
Okay.
I can't do social media. I just said everything's been taken down, all communication. So what is that, your website, Eileen?
That's my website.
Is that your own?
And it's the contact page on my website.
Very good. And I'm,
so
I'm laughing. But
if
believe
you, if
me,
you click on,
I have to tell
if
something.
You, if you,
oh, sorry.
If you click on,
this is like a
walkie-talkie, free strategy session, it will take you into a calendar where you can pick up a time that will work for you. What did you want to say to bring this to completion?
Well, I've survived because I was blessed with wit and humor. Laughter is the best medicine, and a great sense of joy no matter what happens to me. And I'm laughing because I'm getting message. I don't intentionally read people. Believe me, I didn't do this. But somebody in your name, somebody in your family, mother, aunt, somebody loved the movie, my sister Eileen or something. I was just laughing. Somebody, does that resonate?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, ask.
People jokingly do that to me all the time.
I had Daria and giggles. So, you know, again,
yeah,
with
people,
me, no matter what happens, that's what's kept me. And I hope you understand that, because I'm a positive person. So, but thank you for that. And I will thank you. I just am so grateful for that. And I know that you, Daria, has a lot of people in the queue waiting for you. And so thank you so much. And I will, is a jumping off point at your webpage on Blog Talk Radio to get to your website?
I think that there is. Daria, isn't there a link to my website there? But the simplest, it's just eileentheheartheeler.com.
I can remember that.
And go to the contact
I-L-E-N-E,
page. Go to the contact page.
Got it. OAO.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Blessings, honey.
Thank you, Daria. Bye bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. Bye. Have a good evening. Bye.
All right. Yes, I have a perfect referral for Carolyn. So hopefully she will schedule that pre-strategy session so that I can share that information to her or with her. All right, where are we off to?
That's fabulous, Eileen. Well, I have to tell you, we had someone on the line, and they dropped off, and I did not have an opportunity. We have a couple other callers. I didn't have an opportunity to screen. So if you want to bear with me, we can. We have someone. We can welcome them on the line, and it'll be an adventure. Okay, so we have a caller from area code 708, so let me go ahead and welcome them. Welcome, caller. Can you hear us?
I can.
Hi, who's joining us tonight?
Would you be kind enough? Yes, would you be kind enough to tell us your first name and what state you're calling from?
My name is Ann, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Thank you, Ann. How can we be of service tonight, and Happy New Year?
Oh, same to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm having some medical issues, skin issues and stuff. Is there anything, any guidance you can give me?
Okay. So you're saying skin, S-K-I-N issues?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. And just for, because it's the show, just tell me where on your skin you're having the issues, please, and I'll tune into that.
Well, it's kind of like all over. I mean, and there's sometimes there's swelling, and there's other rashes, arms, back.
Got it. Okay. All right, give me a second, Ann. Hold on. So we're just asking for any and all information to give you clarity on the root cause for these skin challenges that you're having. So I want to say to you first, one of the systems in your body that's really being challenged is your immune system, and underneath that is your gastrointestinal system. We're centering our focus on your liver and your large intestine. And so there's so much backup of energy as well as toxins in your body, and there's no place for them to go, so they're coming out your skin, which is your largest organ. And so what I want to say to you is what it feels like is that you've tried to do cleanses and you have not cleansed the bowel first, and there's all this backup of toxic material in your body, and as I said, it's coming out your skin. I also want to say that there's a lot of different imbalances. Nutritionally, you're not absorbing nutrients from your food. Your food intake is not resonating with your insides. And the other piece of this that I want to say to you is that it feels like there's an underlying autoimmune disease that is also contributing to what's happening in your gastrointestinal system. And so what I would really invite you to take a look at, if you have not already, is speak to someone about nutritional programs that would support you in healing this, and it needs to be a really slow, gradual process, because otherwise you're going to get sick. I mean, you're really going to get sick. It's like one of those things that if you start to detox and you don't do it well or do it in the right order, you'll feel horrid. You'll feel like you have the flu, but you don't. It's just a buildup of toxins in your body. And I want to say that it feels like it's also affecting your ability to think clearly. Does this all make sense to you?
Most of it does make sense. Not thinking clearly. No, I've always been thinking clearly, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But. You know, it's funny you should say the liver, because recently I felt like maybe that is something, that could be an issue.
Because I just can't.
It's the underlying one, but I think that there's also something going on with your ability to absorb your nutrients. I will say to you, one of the first things that I would invite you to consider is to go on a vegan diet. I don't know if that resonates with you, but a vegan diet with a very conscious awareness of having adequate vegan protein to feed yourself would be really good for you. And you're living in Illinois, so it's even colder than here. You also need some really healthy oils in your body. Extra virgin olive oil, cold pressed olive oil that's organic, and coconut oil are two oils that would really be very lovely for you. And don't forget the emotional component here. The liver holds anger. And this is nothing that's new. This is really old, deep anger. It's built up over your lifetime. You brought some of it in with you, and you must address that in order to heal this. This cannot be a simple take a pill and it'll go away kind of a thing. Anything that you do allopathically is going to mask what the underlying problem is.
Well, I guess
so. I'm going to invite you.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you, though. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm good. Go ahead. Tell me.
I was going to say, well, what type of person would I need to talk to about the energy of the liver, then, I guess?
I can work with you about the energy of it. And I can do a complete medical intuitive read for you, and part of that can include dietary regimen. But I love to refer people to working with people that are very conscious about diet, because it's a long-term thing. You want to be able to do that with someone. And there's also homeopathy is a wonderful way to bring the body into balance. And there's someone that I can recommend to you for that. I would highly invite you to set up a strategy session with me, and I can share these things with you one-on-one, and then you can decide what you want to do. Okay?
Okay. But how would I...
Thank you so much for calling, Anne. I'm sorry?
I didn't listen when the lady, when you were explaining to the lady.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
I-L-E-N-E.
Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, thehearthealer.com.
Okay.
/contact.
Okay.
And you'll see there a button to set up a free strategy session, okay?
Thank you very, very much for your time, and have a great new year.
Oh, thank you. You too. Happy healing, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, Miss Daria.
All right, Eileen, we have an old friend on the line next. We're going back up to
I
the Great White North. Okay, we're going to welcome Jay from Canada. Welcome, Jay.
Thanks, Daria. How's it going?
Everything's going well here, Jay. Welcome. How are you? And Happy New Year. How can we serve you tonight?
To serve spiritual insights first 3 months of 2018, because, you know, a lot of changes going on with 2017 in terms of relationships, and, you know, got the health thing under the control. But I think just some spiritual insights, not too much. I'm just curious. Thank you.
Okay, I'm missing something, Jay, so it might be our connection. What? Tell me your question.
Yeah, just spiritual insights for the first 3 months of this year.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Jay, so just go ahead and breathe into your heart for me. Let's see what we have to offer, Jay. I still sense a heavy heart in you, sweet man. And so whatever it is that's weighing heavily on you, pay conscious attention to it. It's not something that can be ignored. How is your mother? Did your mom transition?
I don't know. I don't really want to go there right now.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. So, heavy heart, I would invite you to address that consciously. It will pave the way for a lighter energy for the rest of the year. You can't ignore this. You're being asked to really focus on this consciously. Do so with a knowing that you are not alone ever. And I know that you know that, but I'm being guided to remind you of it. You have, we all do, but we're speaking to you, and you have a hierarchy of beings that walks with you and nurtures you and loves you, and you need to ask them to be with you consciously. It is important that you consciously ask for their help, knowing that this is a free will dimension. It is so important because they are right there and they want to make this easier for you. So please ask them to help you, okay? It is a year of, as I mentioned in the beginning of the year, this is a year of an 11, a lot of illumination, a lot of awakening. And although you are very awake to your spirit, Jay, there is so much more expansion to come for you. And it will all feel wonderful. A lightness of being that you will enjoy tremendously. And a channel opening for you of wisdom for you to do as I'm doing for you with others. Be open to the possibility of that because there is great service and loving kindness that comes through you. And you are here to serve. And so when we speak about spiritual insights for this coming year, spiritual unfoldment in a way that is light and airy and joyful for you is what's coming, what's here. But you must address the heart first, sweet man.
I think what's happening is that, well, right now I got let down by my teacher for a gift, so it kind of brought me down a bit. For this year, I actually planned on taking like an angel course or something like that with somebody that I know and doing some more poetry reading and so getting into my yoga studies again on a deeper level.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
I think that anything that you choose, Jay, is going to go to a deep level, but in a good way, not into a dark place, but just a greater wisdom, a greater understanding, a greater knowing. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I wish you so much joy. I'm so grateful that you called. It's nice to hear your voice. Be well, sweet man, okay?
You too. Thanks so much for again. Thanks, Eileen.
My joy, Jay. My joy. Blessings.
Blessings.
All right, I think we have enough time for one more caller, Daria.
Okay, let's welcome. We have a caller on the line from area code 843. Welcome, caller. Can you let us know your first name?
Hi, my name is Laura. How you doing?
Hey, Laura. And what state are you calling from?
We're doing well.
South Carolina.
Okay.
Got a question for you. My husband and me have been separated for almost a year because he said he needed space to work on things. Just got a text literally 5 minutes while I was waiting for you guys saying that he's with a girl named Jackie. Then he starts wanting to argue. Would you mind telling me if this is true or not?
Whether he's with someone named Jackie?
Well, he says that he's with Jackie. This is the girl I thought he's been fooling around with for the last year. And he finally said he is, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if he's doing it because he's being drunk and being spiteful, or if he's serious.
the better question is it worth your effort and energy to even be going here?
To a point, when he wants custody of my youngest, I kind of have to ask because Jackie has a bad influence on him previously.
Got it.
That's the reason I'm asking.
Okay. So,
and she's actually told my son.
I'm hearing you.
With all due respect, she's also told my son to call her mom, and he doesn't have to call me mom anymore. And
okay.
I'm just a little jumpy.
I hear you. Breathe into your heart for me, Laura. Just breathe into your heart for me. And I would invite you to do that often. I just want to say that to you to start with. Because it's from this place of being in your heart that you want to be with yourself, that you want to be with your son and address any of these issues that come up.
Okay.
Not from a place of fear.
Okay.
Because from your heart, you'll come from a place of knowing and understanding and trusting.
Okay.
Okay. There is no one person that can detract or negate your son knowing that you love him or that you are his mother.
Okay. He just feels torn.
Okay, so don't even go there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if I ask what information can I bring forward to you about your husband and his current activities, this man is not to be trusted. He is not a truth speaker. How this will unfold as a result of it is undetermined as yet, but you will need to find a way in this experience, knowing that he is not trustworthy, but being able to hold a space of love for you in your heart. Because otherwise you are going to be in angst and in fear all the time. And that is not an environment that your son needs, nor do you.
Grant you that.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my best suggestion to you is to just keep going with your heart's wisdom and trust and know that you know who his father is. You know him and his personality, and he cannot be trusted.
With all due
respect, so it doesn't matter whether he's with her or not. It doesn't matter whether he's drunk and saying it just to push a button. The truth is he cannot be trusted.
Okay. Like I said, the only reason I'm having issues is because I'm seeing a side of him I haven't seen that I've known him 20 years, and I just don't understand where it's coming from.
I hear you. And I want to say that this is partly because of toxins in his body, whether it's drugs or alcohol. That's why you're seeing a big change in him. But he is not to be trusted. Be careful.
Great. And I have to go up for a trip to New York, so I don't trust that he's not going to come to the house. This is going to be great. All right. Thank you very much.
You want to stay in your heart with it, Laura, because you will drive yourself crazy otherwise. Make your choices from heart wisdom. I know that sounds airy-fairy and light.
I try and go from the heart, I'm always trying to give him a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. When I go from the heart, that's
mm-hmm.
where I get messed up. And I can't be giving him more chances, so there's where my curveball comes. It's like the heart says, you know, give a person a chance and keep on going back. But do you see this working
that's
itself
not
out
the
before
heart.
March? With all due respect.
I'm sorry?
Do you see this working itself out to some degree by March?
No. No, I don't. And I need to clarify something. Being in your heart doesn't mean that you make choices that are – there's a difference between – how do I want to language this? There aren't any more chances that he is worthy of receiving, right?
Okay.
being in your heart is about making wisdom choices.
Okay.
Having your, not from a left brain intellect, but more from a place of wisdom. That's what I mean by that. So it's not about being kind, being in your heart and being kind and considerate and giving them extra chances. That's not what I mean. Heart connection is about being connected to your higher self and to your wisdom, to your knowing.
Okay.
So that's what I would really invite you to master. If you need help with that, reach out to me. But that's what I meant by that. Okay.
No problem. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry for these struggles that you're having, but trust me when I say to you, they're all in perfect and divine order. They're all part of your lessons, your son's lessons, his lessons, anybody else involved. If you look at it from that perspective, that there is something to be gained from this,
right,
then it will unfold very differently and feel very differently. Okay?
Okay. I remember that. Thank you. Bye.
All right, honey. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year, Laura. All right, Miss Daria.
Hey,
great first show for the new year.
Yes, busy one.
It was, and our last one 2 weeks ago was also very busy. We actually had even more callers last two weeks ago. So I'm very grateful for your producing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Eileen. It was a great show. Thank you for all your insights. And I'm grateful for all the new people,
my
too.
Joy.
That was nice. Yeah.
It was wonderful. Is there anything that you want to share with our listeners tonight?
I don't think so. I can make this announcement that I am continuing to provide the same services as RightStream Publishing, although we're no longer a publishing company. I am now a independent publishing consultant, so I'm very excited to be starting the new year that way. And the network will continue to air through the end of February, so I'm excited about that also. And just looking forward, Eileen, I know we're going to be at the same event at the end of January, so I'm looking forward to being there at the manifesting event with Tasha Chen, and just looking forward to a great year. So that's all I really wanted to say.
I love it. So for everyone that's listening, we will be on the air from this radio station, Blog Talk Radio Station, through the end of February, and we will make announcements when we know where we're going next and what we'll be doing. And it is exciting. Yes, Daria and her company are one of the sponsors for the Manifesting Event. You can find information about that at themanifestingevent.com for any of you that are local and are looking for wisdom as to powerful ways to manifest. This is going to be a fabulous event. Daria and I are both speakers, and Daria is one of the sponsors. It's wonderful. It is exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
All right, sweetie. Yes, yes. All right, so let me see what we're going to close with, and I look forward to talking to you this week, and we'll see you again back here next Sunday. Thank you.
All right,
everybody. Let's see. What shall we share as we complete our time together? I think that, as I mentioned to our last caller, that let me leave you with this thought. This year of illumination that we are now in the beginning of, this 2018 year, and this time of duality, of conscious choices, the year of the two, this is an extraordinary time of change. It's all good. It just doesn't always feel good all the time. But if we remember that we ask to be here, and that this lifetime, this human experience, is the illusion, and that it's all about learning, and at the core, it's all about learning conscious heart connection and who we're being in our relationship with ourselves first, it makes the challenges that we co-create on some level of consciousness somewhat easier to deal with. Even knowing that, there are moments that it's a challenge to be here And I empathize with everyone with those moments. I have them myself. But I tell you, and I hope that you will hear this and trust it and know it to be true, that the more you consciously connect with your heart center, the more wisdom that guides you, the easier it is to move through these times of challenge with the greatest of ease and grace. If you don't know how to do that, then please be in touch with me and allow me the privilege of serving you and making this life easier for you, because that's why I'm here. That is my soul's purpose for being here, and it brings me great joy to do so. So reach out to me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, thehearthealer.com /contact. Set up a free strategy session. Let's see what I can do to support you. Until we meet again next Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern time, I invite you all to remember to breathe into and out of your heart center. Live from a place of self-love and gratitude. These are very powerful emotions that raise your vibration, and they make a world of difference in our day-to-day lives. Know that you are surrounded and filled with love at all times, so that when you breathe into and out of your heart, it's right there. It's nothing that's outside of you. It's right there within. I leave you with that thought and the knowing that you are loved. Have a fabulous evening. Blessings of love and gratitude to all. Good night.